Hello, and welcome to another installment of Podcast 360. I'm your moderator, Melinda Stevens, with Rheumatology Consultant. With us today is Maggie Wimmer, who is the Program and Outcomes Coordinator at Hospital for Special Surgery in New York, New York, and Robin Wiesel, who is the Associate Director of Public and Patient Education at Hospital for Special Surgery. They are with us today to discuss alternatives for treating chronic pain and the potential of a pain management program in a rheumatology setting. Thank you for joining us today, Ms. Wimmer and Ms. Wiesel.
Thank you for having us, Linda.
Hospital for Special Surgery implemented a pain and stress management program catered to individuals living with chronic musculoskeletal conditions in the orthopedic clinic. In your opinion, how can the program benefit a rheumatology clinic? Has Hospital for Special Surgery expanded it to include these patients yet?
Rheumatology patients often have conditions that lead to stiff joints and muscles. Many of our clinic patients are on some type of pain medication to help mitigate their pain associated with their condition. For example, studies show that 1/3 of patients with RA are being prescribed opioids as part of a treatment plan, and 1 in 10 use opioids chronically during the course of their disease. So our program aims to give our patients alternative strategies to help cope with pain associated with their chronic conditions without them having to rely solely on opioids.
We recently expanded the HSS Pain and Stress Management Program to our rheumatology clinics as of this past April 2018. When bringing the program to a rheumatology clinic, we designed the workshops to specifically meet these patients' needs. So as Robin just mentioned, the rheumatology patients have conditions that often lead to stiff joints and muscles. So we implemented additional aspects to our program so that it not only focuses on the breath, as we do in the orthopedic clinics, but we also add in some aspects of movement as well. Patients, they engage in mindful breathing techniques as well as seated yoga poses, ending with a deep relaxation session that ties together both the movement with the breath. And this movement aspect is really key since it assists in lubricating the joints to help these patients ease their pain.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the program?
Of course. So our program has multiple components. The first is our monthly one-hour workshops that are led by certified yoga instructors. These workshops cover mind-body techniques, mindful breathing methods, and guided meditation. We targeted the workshops to meet our patient needs. So for example, in the rheumatology clinic workshops, they feature techniques that focus on both breath and movement. Since rheumatology patients have conditions that lead to stiff joints, the movement aspect really assists in lubricating their joints to help ease their pain. But patients were more than welcome to participate in both monthly clinic workshops to allow for more frequency of practice. At the end of each workshop, it's followed by a 15-minute debrief session that's led by a clinical social worker. So in these debrief sessions, participants have the opportunity to discuss their experience with the meditation practice with their social worker, as well as ways that they can apply these skills later on at home. They have these techniques, but then they have the chance to discuss their experience with the other patients that are there, as well as with their social worker, to kind of share the experience and build camaraderie between patients. And finally, we have our 15-minute group phone call that's offered once a week for continued practice of the mindful breathing techniques. Participants can call in from wherever they are, at home, on the run, waiting for the bus, for a chance to recenter and practice their skills.
In addition to the program, we also evaluate everything that we're doing to show effectiveness. And we use a mixed method design to evaluate this program using both quantitative and qualitative measures. These evaluations are self-reported in a post-evaluation, and we capture quantitative outcomes in knowledge, self-management, program satisfaction, adherence, and program effectiveness. The clinical social worker, during her debrief, also uses set worksheets to collect qualitative outcomes of program adherence and effectiveness. This way, we're able to capture how, if the program's working, how people are feeling, if they're satisfied, and then tailor the program as we go, as needed, to meet our patient needs.
What are the challenges associated with implementing this program in a rheumatology setting?
The initial buy-in from the clinical staff. So while opioid overuse is a real and well-publicized program in our country today, they work, and they work well on pain. So with the help of our social workers in the clinic, we started the conversation. Now that we have patients going back to the doctors and telling them how much it helps, that challenge has really been alleviated.
Another challenge we face more on the programming side is program attendance and retention. So despite the high recruitment and registration numbers that we see, we still sometimes struggle to get participants to follow through and attend the workshop. So we've reached out to some of the participants who have registered and then didn't end up coming, and we were able to identify several barriers to their attendance. So in some cases, participants had conflicting doctor's appointments or had to take care of a sick family member, or sometimes they just simply forgot. But in other instances, participants would experience flares in their symptoms on the day of the program and didn't feel well enough to attend. But luckily, one of the benefits of this program is that in addition to these in-person workshops once a month, we also offer mindful breathing group phone calls that are offered once a week in the evening so that participants can still practice the techniques from wherever they are. If they're at home not feeling well or on the run between appointments, they still have the chance to practice these techniques. And another way we've been trying to combat this attendance and retention issue is by combining classes so that participants from both the orthopedic and the rheumatology clinics can attend each workshop. So if they happen to miss one month, they can always join in for the other.
What is the key takeaway rheumatologists need to know about a pain management program that offers alternatives to pain and their overall role in managing pain for patients with chronic conditions?
So the first thing that comes to mind is a story that I heard from one of our social workers. One of her patients went for an appointment and came out with yet another prescription script. This time, however, is actually different. On the script, underlined twice, were the words, "go swimming," with the number of the local Y. The patient's response was awesome. It was, "well, it's prescribed, so now I must do this." So that just shows that awareness of alternative programs is extremely essential. With the increase in physicians prescribing opioids for chronic pain, the availability of alternative approaches for managing and treating pain still remains limited. Because of this, a lot of patients do not know what options are out there besides medications. This is unfortunate, as evidence shows that non-opioid treatments like exercise and meditation can provide relief from those suffering with chronic pain. Once patients are aware alternative options exist, they can make more informed decisions about their care and bring up the conversation to their rheumatologists. Rheumatologists also need to promote these alternative methods to their patients. It's important for them to educate their patients all these alternatives and encourage their participation, or in a way, prescribe it. With rheumatologists giving them concrete options of programs, either in a hospital or at locations nearby that patients can actively participate in, they're going to be more encouraged and invited to join. Rather than just suggesting that patients should try yoga or swimming, for example, perhaps the rheumatologist can provide a list of nearby yoga studios or local community centers that offer these programs. Giving them these strategies directly will help put them one step closer to self-managing their condition. Clinical social workers in the hospital are also a great resource for this information. An interdisciplinary approach to managing chronic pain can only benefit our patients in the long run.
Thank you again for joining us today, Ms. Wimmer and Ms. Wiesel.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks, Melinda.